Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
This is the Stinking Truth.
A lot of other great storylines to come out of this weekend in the NFL. Man, I hate to say it, and I'll be honest, I'll raise the hand. You know, I was during the summer saying, hey, has the Chiefs window closed? Are they vulnerable? Is the gap closing between the Chiefs and the rest of the AFC West? And it certainly felt that way for the first few weeks. But, man, watching them yesterday, watching Mahomes bounce around, he's got a spring in his step again. Rashee Rice comes back, immediately makes an impact. Dude, Chiefs look good.
Yeah. They you know, honestly, based on the parity that is involved in this league right now, the Chiefs honestly look like the best team in football.
Yep.
Again, and it's enough to make you want to vomit. But, yeah, exactly. Hey, listen. Good for the Chiefs, and you're right.
The Chiefs,
you're right. Like, you know, I could just.
I was really feeling bad for them.
I can't wait to get a text from Nick Wright, you know, over at FS1, just feeling himself. Right, mm-hmm. He just, you know, he'll just be on the Mahomes Mountain Parade and all that kind of stuff. And you know, one of the big reasons we hate the Chiefs because of Nick and people like Nick, but. They do. They look damn good, and they were awesome yesterday, man. 31-0 over the Raiders. And listen, you got a situation where if they find that offensive rhythm and balance, and they can take that pressure, the complementary nature of football, take that pressure off the defense, how good can the Chiefs be? And the answer to that question is they're going to be the best team in the NFL. And they probably are right now as you watch games week in and week out and you watch the inconsistency of teams and the way they play. I think the Kansas City Chiefs right now, if I had a power rankings, and I was responsible to put a power rankings out, which I am not. But if I was, I think the Chiefs would find my number one spot. And that's hurtful.
Well, speaking of a pretty prolific offense, watching Dallas play offensively, there's no doubt their offense is pretty yeah. prolific. My question is, can they get just enough defense for this offense to be able to carry them into the playoffs?
Well, that's the question. And if you go back to not last week, but the week before, the Carolina Panthers, physically, they beat them to a pulp. I mean, it was a wave the white flag beating that they put on guys, and they were awful. They were awful defending the run in the middle. They were awful defending the run on the edge. And so I asked one of the Panthers coaches to remain nameless Sunday morning as I was doing Jets Panthers, and said, man, last week was incredible. Like, you guys ran the ball exceptionally well. And the coach was like, yeah, you know, it really worked out well. And I said, hey, how much is it you guys have improved that much and are that good? And how much is it that the Dallas Cowboys are soft? My words, not his. And he said, yeah, they're struggling defending the run right now. You know, the coach is always soft pedal that, right? But just the fact that you would admit, yeah, they're kind of struggling right now. We're probably not as good as we looked on film, and they may, you know, and they may be as bad as there is at defending the run. So ultimately, like, if I'm playing the Dallas Cowboys, what am I doing? I am dominating the line of scrimmage. I am running the ball. I'm possessing the ball. I'm eating up clock. And I'm trying to keep Dak Prescott and that offense off, because that offense is legit. I mean, they've got Pickens. They've got CeeDee Lamb, who was back last week. And Dak Prescott, man, is eating people up. He is just absolutely eating people up. So, you know, for me, I look at where the Dallas Cowboys are right now as a franchise, and I think, hey, man, they're going to just try to outscore you. So you've got to limit possessions when you're playing the Dallas Cowboys.
Meanwhile, staying in the NFC East, did the Eagles find something, you know, after some sluggish performances, losing a couple in a row? Did they find something in this win in Minnesota?
Yeah, they found the Minnesota Vikings. That's what they found.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, listen, you know, Minnesota's going to bring pressure. They're going to do some things where they get one-on-ones on a consistent basis. They took advantage. Devontae Smith had big-time performance in that game, big-time over top, I think 183 yards receiving. I don't think we'll hear A.J. Brown bitch because he had a couple of touchdowns. Maybe he'll bitch because, you know, Smith had more yards than he did. He doesn't like that, you know, so maybe he'll bitch a little bit about that. But, you know, you look at Minnesota, they got into the red zone. They got in the red zone a couple times, and they just settled for field goals. You know, they have a play in the red zone where they got the fullback in the flat. And if Carson Wentz just throws it, like, he just get it out there, it's a touchdown. Then you had a drop to Justin Jefferson in the corner on a good throw on a corner route. They ended up getting dropped and having to settle for a field goal there. I think they were in the red zone maybe three times and had to settle, or I don't know how many times exactly, but there were three times they were in the red zone, had to settle for field goals. It might have been four. So, like, you're just not going to win games. I heard Troy Aikman say it once a long time ago. You know, every time you kick a field goal in the red zone, you're just 3 points closer to losing. And that was the Minnesota Vikings in that particular game. But I'm not ready to say Philadelphia's back. They're still not running the ball. And frankly, man, say what you want, I don't trust Hurts to be able to sit back in pass pro, sit back in the pocket, and pick people apart. You know, you had the benefit of, like I said, picking up the blitz, picking up the pressures, getting some one-on-ones, and making some big-time throws. Don't get me wrong, man. He made big-time throws, but I'm still not ready to sit there and say, hey, man, I think this offense in the Philadelphia Eagles are back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
At this point, when you look at what the Patriots are doing, Drake May just set a Patriot record for highest completion percentage in the course of a game. It's not Tom Brady anymore. Brady had some game where he was like 85.6%. Drake May beat that. He was 21 of 23 yesterday. Patriots just went on the road for three straight. They're 5-2. They're leading the division. They've got just a string of cupcakes lined up over the next several weeks. Where is your bar set for the Patriots right now? And how much has it changed from the beginning of the season to now?
I had them fighting for the playoffs at the beginning of the year. I had them, I think the over under was 8, and I said pound the over on that. I think they'll win based on that schedule, based on Mike Vrabel and what he likes to do. I mean, they're going to control the line of scrimmage, and they do. I mean, the fact that Drake May has been that efficient and yet it's still only 23 attempts, like, yeah, it tells you something about how Mike Vrabel, you know, controls his football team. The other thing is, what did I tell you? We put, like, every year we put out our free agent wish list for the Denver Broncos. You and I do on our radio show. And like, which free agents do we want? Do you remember who my number one free agent was on our free agent wish list?
Oh boy.
I can tell you, so yeah, we can just move it along.
Yeah, move along.
It was Milton Williams from the Philadelphia Eagles.
It was. That's correct. Yep.
You know where he went?
Went to New England.
And went to New England. Paired with Barmore, paired with the guys they have up front. They're just a physical group, man. They're going to control lines of scrimmage. That's what Mike Vrabel coaches. That's what he does all the time. I tell you what, I like them as a football team. And they were really self-inflicted wounds throughout their two losses early in the season. I mean, they lost to a Pittsburgh team they should have won, and they turned the ball over 5 times. I mean, they were just bad. And the other thing that Drake May, to his credit, has really cleaned up, man, he took a bunch of sacks, took a bunch of bad decision sacks early in the season. And I believe that he has cleaned that part of his game up. He'd become much more efficient that way. You just can't overcome. Sacks are drive killers. You can't overcome it. Like, you've got about a 25, 27%. It's something I've done the numbers before. But like a 25, 27% chance of scoring a touchdown on any given drive where you don't have a sack. If you take a sack in a drive, it goes down to about 7%. A 7% chance to score when you take a sack in any given drive. And so you just clean that stuff up with the efficiency that you have on defense, with your ability to control line of scrimmage. I really like this team. I like their two tight end offense. I don't think they have the most dynamic, like, route runners at tight end, but they have guys that can match up well, that understand what they're doing. And I like the way they operate their offense. I tell you, Stephon Diggs has just been amazing for them. Booty's been pretty good on the edge as well. And then you look at their offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels. I mean, he's a guy that everybody talked about here when he was the head coach in Denver or the head coach with the Raiders, just a horrible head coach. But the dude is a phenomenal, phenomenal offensive coordinator. He took that year off, Mike, and he spent the year exercising. It looks great, by the way.
Yeah.
exercising and then traveling around to camps. He told me, I've got a notebook. I took 78 pages of notes. Traveling around, I went to Kansas City. I went to Houston. I went to, there was one more NFL team that he went to. And then he said, and then, you know, I went to Ohio State. I went to a couple different places just to see what the operation looks like, what they're talking about, how their practice schedules are created, what they do as an offense. The guy is sharp. And I'm telling you, that guy knows how to develop a quarterback.
Yep.
You know, and you go back through his career, man, whether it was, you know, his work with Tom Brady, his work with Mac Jones, who was really good, went to a Pro Bowl his rookie year. Now his work with Drake May, he's pretty incredible.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.